In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison asked the Australian Embassy in the United States to investigate after Channel 7 media representatives were assaulted while covering protests in Washington, D.C. A New South Wales police officer under investigation over the use of force during the arrest of an Indigenous boy. And in sport, a push for Australia to host the Rugby Championship in a quarantine hub format. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. An Australian television crew has been assaulted and shot with rubber bullets by police while covering the United States race riots. 7 News US correspondent Amelia Brace was reporting live when a heavily armed riot officer attacked her and cameraman Tim Myers, bashing him with a shield and punching him in the face. Miss Brace, who was also hit on the back with a baton during the ordeal, spoke on air to the Sunrise program hosts after running to safety.
Amelia, are you there?
Are you okay?
Yes, I am. You heard us yelling there that we were media, but they don't care. They are being indiscriminate at the moment. They chased us down that street, and as you see, they were firing these rubber bullets at everyone. There is tear gas, and now we are really surrounded by the police, and you really saw the way that they dealt with my cameraman Tim. They're quite violent, and they do not care at the moment.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has asked the Australian Embassy in the United States to investigate. Police are investigating an incident in which an Indigenous teenager was hospitalised after being arrested for allegedly threatening an officer in Sydney. Video of the arrest shows the officer telling the 17-year-old to turn around and put his hands behind his back. His legs are then kicked out from beneath him before he is handcuffed face down on the ground. The youth allegedly had told the officer he would crack him in the jaw. The officer has been placed on restricted duties and Professional Standards Command is investigating the incident, which occurred in a park in the inner city Sydney suburb of Surry Hills last night. A Senate inquiry has been told there have only been 59 cases of coronavirus among Australia's Indigenous population, with none recorded in remote communities. During the pandemic, remote Indigenous communities have been closed, but the Northern Territory lockdown will ease from Friday. Labor says health conditions in communities need to be improved, with a lack of clean water affecting kidney dialysis treatment and other care. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has called for more action to address the inequality faced by many Indigenous Australians.
I'm very disappointed that on issues including the issue of reconciliation and advancing it through constitutional recognition seems to have been put off by this government as being too hard. But we also need practical reconciliation. It is a tragedy that on so many indicators we're not closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
US President Donald Trump has formally invited Australia to join the Group of Seven Nations meeting later this year. He extended the invitation during a phone call to Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Tuesday morning. Mr. Morrison attended last year's G7 meeting as a special observer at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says the economic downturn may not be as bad as expected. The Reserve Bank of Australia has kept the cash rate at a record low 0.25%, as widely anticipated by economists. Governor Lowe says economic indicators are showing signs of recovery, with hours worked stabilising in early May and consumer spending picking up. And in sport, Rugby Australia is in discussions with New Zealand, South Africa and Argentina in a bid to set up a hub in Australia for a shortened version of the Rugby Championships. The beleaguered organisation is also looking to expand the Bledisloe Cup series against the Kiwis to 4 tests. Interim Chief Executive Rob Clark has foreshadowed more job cuts after earlier announcing a third of the organisation's full-time staff will lose their jobs in coming months.
I think there's opportunities for greater efficiency across the whole rugby community and how we deliver our programs. And where there are duplication in areas, then we should look at that. And I'm in constant dialogue with the member union CEOs to see how we can work smarter together to ensure that both at their end and at our end, we're only doing things once and we're using resources aligned rather than duplicated.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, 23. Adelaide, much the same, 16. Melbourne, shower to 14. Hobart, possible showers, 12. Canberra, mostly sunny, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, mostly sunny, 19. Newcastle, similar conditions, 19. Brisbane, sunny, 21. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 31. This is SBS News.